access all areas with Cece Coleman and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Some people let go, some people let love slip away. Yeah. But I'm gonna hold on when no one believes. I'll keep the faith. And I know that we're in trouble, but I swear. If we were deep sea divers, and no one came to find us, if you had nothing left, I'd give you my last breath. Oh, I'd give you my last breath. Someone to call when we're alone. Yeah. It's all good in the good times, but I'll still be there when it all goes wrong. Yes, I will. If we were deep sea divers, and no one came to find us, if you had not. But I swear that we'll survive if we were deep.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Welcome to Access All Areas. Who is this unfamiliar voice I can hear across from me?
I was going to put an accent on, but...
Oh, don't. It would only confuse me.
Hi there. My name is Cece.
Cece!
And I'm just Cece.
First date, Cece Coleman.
Yeah! Woo-woo.
Welcome, and thanks for hosting the show with me this week.
Oh, thanks.
How are you doing?
I'm really well, actually. I've had a really busy week.
Okay.
And I feel really good at the moment. I don't know.
Good.
I just feel, like, happy about life.
Well, a bit of sun this afternoon really set up my day.
Do you know what? I've been taking vitamin D tablets, and I think that's what it is.
Oh, does they actually help?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, because we don't get the sun.
Need a mood elevator.
Yeah.
What did you think of that song we just played?
It's well sung.
Yes.
I would listen to it in my car, maybe.
Yes.
I feel like you want me to say I really like it.
No, absolutely
I
not. So
is that
our Eurovision entry this year. That is James Newman, John Newman's brother. It's doing quite well in the odds.
Okay, you might have to teach me a little bit about Eurovision.
Are you not a fan?
I just
no. Just haven't watched
it. I'm not a fan.
It's just a big music competition.
Okay, good.
That's all it is.
And just everyone gets involved.
Every
and
country enters a song.
With any
random... A winner is declared.
And that's it.
Yeah. But we don't do very well, ever.
That's what...
We came last year.
Brilliant.
At 24th out of 24 or something.
Wow.
But I think that's actually an all right song.
I think it's good. But I think we need something catchy, like... Not Beyonce, but you know what I mean? Like that kind of like energy where everyone gets involved and then it's everything. It's for something for everyone.
Yeah,
that might
perhaps.
Be a bit...
Do you think, though... Yeah, but the thing is the problem, I think, with that is getting the right performer. Because if you have someone who's a bit lacklustre trying to perform like a Beyonce-style track...
Well, then who... How do they find the people that enter?
It's BBC.
Oh, so they just pick random people.
No, so people enter, like, obviously singer-songwriters get involved. It's like a whole process.
So, I mean, I could, like, potentially enter.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't sing, but...
So you'd be perfect.
Wicked! Yay! Why did no one think of this?
Well, I am, like, a Eurovision nut. I was just on Harriet's show before and talking about it. Like, I've been twice. Three times, but once as a journalist and twice as a fan. I'm going again this year.
Wow. Do you have like front row seats? And
well, the weird thing is, I don't even go to the show.
Oh, I'm a bit confused.
Basically, you know, like how you know, like London in the Olympics, like the whole city just was like they like had parties everywhere and everything was going on.
Yeah,
that's what basically happens when Eurovision comes to town.
So that's what you'd go for, is the partying.
All the partying, yeah. It's like super fun. Loads of gays who love Eurovision. What is not to love?
Where are they holding it?
Rotterdam in Netherlands.
Okay.
So it's not far away.
Well, I mean, it sounds great.
Your
I'm
face.
Not
your
convinced.
Face. You're literally like.
It just sounds so shit.
Wow.
I love a party, but it's the. Yeah, I mean.
You have to be into it. Totally okay. Get it. But anyway, I just wanted to play that song because I'm into it and. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can tell you what I'm really into at the moment.
Go
well,
on.
Was into as of Sunday, and I broke down and had like a full on.
I know what you're going to say. Go
what
on.
Am I going to say?
Love Island.
Yeah! Me love
Go
see
on.
It.
Go on.
I am a bit of a fan, and I did weep my little heart out on Sunday when.
In the final?
Yeah. Well, when they shared their love, their declarations, these letters that they blessed them, they'd wrote, and, you know. Shared what they thought of
so
each
I
other.
So I didn't see the final. Run me through exactly what happens.
Basically, there's four people in the final, and then they have this moment where they write like letters to each other saying, like, you're amazing, and all the love comes out. They use the love word, they throw it around. But it's really sweet, and it's really
Do you believe it when they do that?
Well, see, I'm really soppy, so
Are you?
I would use the love word probably too early on.
I'm very cynical, so it would just not fly with me. I'd be like, stop, why are you lying to my face?
Yeah, but imagine,
this
right...
This is just for TV.
But I, like, imagine being in this place with these people for, what is it, 6 weeks?
Yeah, 6 weeks.
6 weeks for 24 hours a day. That is a lot of dates. Like, if my dates last 5 hours and I go on a date once a week... I can't even do the maths for how many dates they're having in there.
Yes,
do you know what I mean?
I definitely get what you mean. You obviously get to know someone much more intensely than you would in the normal world where you'd just be texting, going to the pub.
So the love word, you know, they see them like sleep, eat, other things.
Everything, yeah.
You know, so you, and if you still like that person after all of that, then throw in the old L word.
Well, you're very lucky because our guest today...
I know. I do know. And I'm very excited.
We have two very exciting guests, both Love Islanders, one from this series and one from, just going to check the year, 2017. Theo from 2017 and Naz from this year.
I'm going to give them a bit of a squeeze, both of them. I might sit a bit too close, actually.
Well, we'll get them over. We'll get them over to my left here.
It's all right. they're good. Yeah,
so we're excited to talk to them. What is going on with you? You still doing first dates? What's going on?
I am, but I've also taken up something else.
What?
I've just qualified as an Inferno Hot Pilates teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know. I'm really excited.
How come you got into that? Have you just always done it?
I think it's been pending. You know when you have like something going on in the subconscious
mm-hmm.
and it's just been fizzling around and I haven't really brought it to my conscious. And then in December, I was like, I want to do something different. I love working out. I like Pilates. I like the hot room, da, 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 da. And I spoke to my yoga studio. They said there's a course in 2 weeks. And I was like, this is just meant to be.
That's so good. So you've just qualified.
I've qualified. And I've got my own class.
God, that quickly?
I mean, bish, bash, bosh. I don't mess around.
Wow.
Yeah,
so when do you start?
I've started. So Friday, 6 p.m. in
Blimey.
Ballum.
Okay.
Come join me.
Oh my god, that is quite far from me.
It'd be worth it. It's like a party, it's like a rave. We put all the beats on.
So
like,
wait,
just
Pilates
around.
You said?
Hot Pilates.
Hot Pilates.
Yeah.
I am actually a little bit unfamiliar with exactly what Pilates is. It's stretching, right? It's like a bit like a yoga, a kind of yoga?
Sort of, yeah. So what I do, it's high intensity interval training, but with Pilates principles. That's the technical term.
Okay.
I'm glad I said that and got that right.
Yeah.
So it, all combined in one. So you're basically working your body about low impact, so you're not like hurting yourself.
Okay.
And the Pilates principles means you're using your core, so it's all within. So your posture's good, everything's good.
Got you.
Yeah, all down there.
Pointing down there,
yeah. Like really good. So that's why I do it.
How long have you been doing it for?
About 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I've been doing yoga for 7 years, but yeah, Pilates about 2 years.
Well, I think that's a very exciting venture.
I know.
Maybe
I
you
love
will
it. Come
along. If I was a total beginner, though.
Oh, it's fine. I love right. beginners because it means I have to say things properly.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm just like, go!
And I do bits and bobs of... I've been in studios, you know, I can do a workout.
Been in a place
yeah,
that some people
yeah.
call a gym.
I've been to a
You've
gym.
Been to a
I've
gym.
Done some hot yoga classes, you know
have
what I mean?
You?
So, yeah.
Oh, you're fine then.
I went to Fierce Grace, which is like... I mean, it's absolutely horrific. I did it 3 times. The first time, I had to leave. I couldn't. I thought I was going to die. Second time, got more into it. Third time, there was a man next to me. I went with my friend. And before the class started, we were just having like a quiet little chat. And he was like, this is supposed to be a quiet room. And I was like, yeah. And you're like, oh, I'm not. I don't want to sit here in silence next month.
Yeah.
So that put me off and I didn't go back.
Well, then please come to mine because okay. I encourage talking, shouting, dancing, dutty whining, whatever you want to
okay.
do. Whatever you want to do.
Oh, little head. Okay.
You can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Whatever music I take, song requests. It's basically like a radio station, but in a hot room.
Fab. Sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't this week because my sister's here, but maybe.
Bring the sister.
Well, she's got two kids.
Answer for everything. Bring the kids. It's fine. Bring them. Bring the whole family.
Who to know?
Dogs, cats, whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually also, funnily enough, talking about weird fitness things. I'm joining a gay rowing club.
Oh, my Lord. I've never heard of this, but it sounds... It's interesting. I'll use the word interesting. Tell me.
They're based at the Albert Docks, which is like East London.
Right.
And you do like a 8-week course to learn how to row. And then if you enjoy it, you can then enter competitions with the teams that they put
Wow.
in. Yeah.
Can I just clarify? Do you have to be gay to join?
No, but it is like, it's like run by gay men. They have like a 50-50 kind of setup, so it's like 50% gay men and then 50% anyone else that wants to join.
I love this.
So yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Like the therapeutic side of it as well.
Yeah,
you know,
being
outdoors
and it's like, and it'd be nice, like it's on the weekend. I've got like, you know, I can do like other stuff
other
around
things.
It. Yeah, so I just think it would just be a really nice thing to learn.
Good idea. Yeah. Are we spoiled in London?
I mean, the nice thing about living here is that I can join a gay bloody rowing club. And it's just completely fine, you know.
I love that. Well done, you. So you've
Thanks.
Started already?
No. So I start on the 14th, which is, what, 2 weeks away.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, good luck.
It's such thanks. Probably need it.
Yeah.
I have a friend who joined like last year and he's absolutely loving it. So I thought, let's give it a go. Try something new.
Well, I might. You know, this is my new thing generally. I'm just trying everything. So I joined a church and I did the Pilates thing.
Okay.
I might start rowing as well. I might just throw that in there too.
Is it the Church of Scientology you joined?
No, it's not that one. It's normal church, whatever that means.
Okay.
And it's called the Life Course and you go there and you just sort of talk and listen.
Oh, is it like the Alpha course?
I don't know what that is.
I remember loads of people doing that when I was at school.
But I'm not religious, so it's like that whole thing is anyone can turn up. You talk to like all walks of life, people that you probably wouldn't have a conversation with normally. You have dinner together, and then they talk about God and Jesus, but in a way that doesn't make you feel like you have to have an opinion or have to like know or believe.
So
you just go.
What made you do that?
It was recommended to me because I was saying, what was I talking about? Oh, comparing. I was saying about comparing myself to other people. And my friend said, do you know what? I know you're not religious, but just come to this course and see how you feel. And it's really nice. It really opens you up to, like I said, other people that you wouldn't normally talk to.
Is it a bit therapeutic?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah, I really like it.
All these revelations today. We're just like, all these interesting things we're doing.
I know. I don't know what's going on.
Who are we?
Who the hell do we think we are?
And actually, we'll just be going getting pissed or whatever, you know.
That's what I do after. Then I go and get drunk. And I'm like, oh,
is it like on a? Is it like on a Sunday? Like
no, it's on a Wednesday night.
Okay.
Wednesday night, and you have a glass of wine, you have some dinner, yeah. Then you listen to someone talk, and it's really nice. And then you have a little chat about the talk, about Jesus.
It's actually a bit first datey, right? Bringing people together, then you've got to talk about your time.
Maybe that's what I like. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's
but it's not being filmed.
Yeah, and there's no judgment. I shouldn't say that. Everyone's been judged.
But of course they are. But it's the whole reality TV, you know.
Exactly. But that's the part I love, is that there's no one saying you have to have an opinion or you can't think like that. I'm going there saying, oh, I don't know if I should have these thoughts. It's like, what's that thing they do when they go to in America where there's like a priest next door and you talk to them through the wall?
Confession.
It's like confession, but in a group, and you feel really safe.
Okay.
And there's four walls and that's your safe space, and you go out and that's it.
That does sound very interesting. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I like the word you use, interesting.
But I mean, but genuinely, actually interesting.
It is. It's fun. And it's the main thing for me is talking to people that I wouldn't normally talk to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Opens your mind, right, to like different ways of living and stuff. That's so interesting.
Yeah, come along if you want. Come stand. You're
really getting
Pilates.
My gay rowing club. But what's going on with First Dates? Have you recorded a new series? What's going on?
We start next week.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all happening again, kicking off.
How long do you film for? Are you allowed to say?
Oh, it's chunks. I wish I could say it's like strict. It's like 4 days here, 2 days there, 1 week here. It's all over the place.
Because it is actually a working restaurant as well, isn't it? So I guess they probably don't want to be closed.
No, we're like, can we just take over the whole of your restaurant again? And they're like, yeah, no, go for it. We're going to lose loads of money, but sure.
How long have you been doing it for now?
About 5.5 years.
Wow, that is a long time.
I know.
Do you still enjoy it as much as you first did?
I love it.
Do you?
I really, because I'm more comfortable now, so I know what the boundaries are. I know what I can say and what I can't. It allows me to be. I just know what I'm doing now. It's the comfortability.
Yeah.
I love. I do genuinely love it. And everyone's got a new story. Like it's never the same. So it's like, oh my god,
fair.
You've been for a breakup, but your breakup's different to this other person.
Yeah.
So I'm always learning from people.
Well, I'm still upset that I didn't make it through the audition thing. I'm pretty sure I told you about this the last time.
Try again. Don't give up.
I will. But I actually don't really go dating that much, so it's not like in real life.
Oh, well, I've got a story for you.
Go on.
I've been kicked off Hinge.
Why?
I've been banned, actually. Not just kicked off, I've been banned.
Why?
I don't know.
Believe you were you?
I don't know. They won't tell me. So I was on Hinge really using it.
Yeah.
And then I deleted it because I thought, okay, I've used it enough.
Mm.
Went to go back on and it said, you violated the terms of something. I don't know what it means. And I'm like, I'm not sending pictures of myself. I'm not being crude.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I reckon someone said, this isn't her from First Dates.
Well, Hinge, if you're listening, it is me. I'm desperate out here. I'm really trying to get a boyfriend.
Are you on any other apps?
Bumble. But that one's
is that the one where you have to approach them first?
Yeah, but then it gets all a bit like men are a bit cocky about it because they're like, yeah, she's got to talk to me first.
Yeah,
I know, I've got to talk to you first. I know, my ego is shat on. I know already. But
this is the problem with all the apps have their problems.
They
I joined
do.
Hinge and then I got bored and I was matching people and they're like, I actually have changed my mind.
Yeah, and it's the momentum, isn't it? Like keeping up with it and like, oh, I have another conversation.
Yeah, totally. And you know, I'd rather just be hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I play it in the pub. That's usually my game. We play Hinge in the pub. So we like each other's phones, swap each other's,
okay.
You know, try and match.
I'll
and
be
then
too scared people to judge my pictures, my picture choice.
Mine are quite
bad.
Because
I'm topless in one of my pictures.
Are you?
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
Bad. What a guy.
I know. Disgusting. Shall we play a little song?
Why not?
And then we'll get our first guest, Theo, in the studio.
Wicked.
Kind you find in a second-hand store. the lightning sees. You feel like a movie star. This is this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again.
Feeling about a bit of Prince.
I love it. I love
Cici,
it.
My favourite. Very shocked when I spoke
to you. Don't have to be beautiful. No, that's the wrong. That's not even the lyrics, is it? That song.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is that Prince?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to be beautiful.
Our first guest is looking very awkward, sitting next to you, not knowing quite what's going on.
Prince has pulled my time.
Theo Campbell in the house.
Wow. Big guns in today.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah? I'm all right. Yeah. Busy. A little bit tired and stuff.
What's been going down?
What hasn't been going down? That would be the bigger question.
Okay.
But most recent, new business venture and stuff.
Tell us.
It sounds a bit random. Okay. But if anyone knows who I am.
Is it Love Island related?
It's not the business, isn't it?
Okay, fine.
Not Love Island related.
Okay.
By the way, my name's Theo Campbell, if you know who I am. So that would be most people like, who the hell is this guy? Like,
I said your name.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's weird. Like, I don't really have many studios. Studios, tattoos, but I opened up a tattoo studio.
Wow, okay.
And loads of people are like, why have you opened up a tattoo studio? I'm like, look, yeah. Does Elon Musk know how to build a rocket engine? You know? Does he? No, he doesn't. So I don't know how. I don't know. How to do a tattoo, but hey, it's
are you going to learn?
No, not to become an artist.
Okay,
no.
So you're just kind of investing in it, really?
Yeah, running things around there.
Okay. Running it.
Where is this studio?
It's in Fulham. It's called Inked London. Fulham, okay. Next to Chelsea. Really nice place.
Okay.
So if anyone wants a tattoo, I'll hook you up.
Fine.
Have you got tattoos?
I got one on my ribs, okay. But I'm actually planning to get some more on my arm done up here. I'm gonna get like a one-eyed tiger.
One-eyed tiger, yeah. Okay.
Even though I still got two, fine. It's going to be cool.
Can I ask you about this. So, just because I'm a little bit out of the loop, did you shake a champagne bottle, it popped, and you...
Oh my God,
and it hit you in the eye.
Look, listen, yeah. I've been to many champagne spreads before. I've popped enough bottles of champagne in my day not to hit myself. It wasn't me who popped the champagne.
It was
a girl, innit? It's like shooting a girl. Someone else popped it. So it was a champagne spray, and then everyone's spraying champagne in a normal fashion, even though it's a bit dangerous anyway. Mm. And I turned around and she was
firing
shaking
a gun.
It.
I know, in a normal fashion as well. I love that.
Up in the air. And she done it. Obviously, when you shake it, like it goes up and down. Obviously, if you do it in a diagonal direction, and I'm 6'5", you know, diagonal. You know, I turned around, eyeball open, and it hit me directly in the eyeball. So it wasn't me. It wasn't me. But I'm quite lucky, really, because it's a very rare, it's a one in a million shot. But when I seen the eye doctor, he goes, you know, three people who's been hitting the eyeball with a cork, and two of them lost their eye. So I'm thinking.
So you did not lose your eye.
Just my vision.
See right now.
I still got the eye, just
but
a vision.
Is your vision gone?
It's not black. It's not like completely gone, but it's just a blur. So I can see shapes. I can see colours still. But I can't really, like, if you two are next to each other, it'll be hard to tell you apart.
Wow.
Really?
Will it ever come back?
They said I need something like a corneal eye transplant, which isn't nice. And then I've got stitches in my eye still now. You won't be able to tell. I've got 9 in still. So that's been like 8
months.
Oh,
that's making my body get funny.
If you get a corneal eye transplant, you've got to have stitches in for the rest of your life.
But what's... it's risky or... Like?
Yeah, it's like an organ. So they go, sometimes people get it done and your body rejects it. Sometimes it accepts it. But it does help with your vision. It should bring it back to normal.
Are you like pissed off? I would be really pissed off.
Do you know what I was? Do you know, it's because at the beginning... When a doctor said, you know, I was a Spanish doctor, you know, I was drunk, I was in Ibiza, there was one eye doctor, and I was like, oh my God. I was flipping tearing up and that, and he goes, I go, doctor, would I be able to see again? He goes, see again? We just think about save your eyeball. I was like, he goes, if we cannot fix, we remove. And I was like, no.
Oh,
I was like, dude, I can take my eye out. If you take my eye out, I'll sue you. Like, they're like, all right, then I'm falling asleep, innit? Like, I'm breathing that air stuff in. I don't know. I just fall asleep after that. I pass out, try to stay up. And I woke up, I was just like, you know what I mean?
12
hours.
Yeah.
I think it was like a 5-hour surgery. And you should see this. You should see how small the stitches are. They're like hairs.
Did you know the girl that did it?
Nah, she never owned up. Nah, don't know. Apparently, she was saying on the plane back to other people, like, oh my God, it was me who hit him in the eye on accident. But I haven't got that message. But at the time, I got like 10,000 messages, so she might have slipped under the radar. But, you know, I doubt it.
But that's the thing, I would be just so annoyed that something so permanent had been done to
you. I know,
by someone you don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, karma.
It was really bad, but you know,
you just gotta get on with it.
I could function still, you know, I could drive my car, I could go to the gym, my table tennis game's off. You can't play table tennis no more.
Is your depth perception quite bad now? You can't judge
first,
distance.
I've got used to it now, but at first I couldn't like even pick up a cup properly. I was like, or like put toothpaste on the toothbrush. Stuff like that. Even driving at first. I remember even when I went to a restaurant for the first time with Kaz, and we had a bottle. I had a bottle of water and I was pouring it from there across the table. I was like, what's going on? I was pouring it. I was just going into her lap. She's like, you fucking get water on me. And I was like, I'm sorry. She's like, about to go fuming and she felt so sorry for me. She's like, it's okay. It's any water. Come here now. And I was like, I feel, I've never felt so small. But after, like, it's been a while now. I had to wear eye patch in that, but I don't wear that no more. But I've got used to it now, so...
Makes you look quite like the man, though, if you're wearing an eye patch.
I know, it's quite cool.
I was getting compliments all the time when I was wearing... you look better with the eye patch. But it got to the point
better
where I forgot it a few times and I got used to not wearing it. And I thought if I put it back on now, it'd just be a bit like...
It looks like you're making a thing out of it.
Yeah, milking it. I don't want to milk it. So like, I was like, either wear it all the time or I don't wear it. And I kind of like... It's not much more handy wear. I had to wear it first because it had the stitches in and that and it could have got infected. Yeah, to protect it. But after like 3 months, I just kind of... even if it's blurry, it's easier having a blurry like peripheral vision than none at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, even though I can't make anything out, it's a little bit easier having it there than not having it there. So.
Are you 20/20 in your other eye?
I'm 2010, I think.
What does that mean?
Eagle eyes.
Is that like
better
really
than
good?
2020, yeah.
What, because of that? Or anyway.
It's not like he's got one super eye now.
Nah, anyway, because I've done an eye test before. Actually, I went with Kaz when she got a laser eye surgery because she wore contact lenses. And I just done a little test then, and it was the one better. Do you know when like you could see like a tiny little dot A at like arm's length, which you're not like if you can't see it, like that's fine. 2020 is this far. If you can see further, it's better than 2020.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, nor have I.
So you mentioned Kaz. How are things going with you guys?
Oh dear, that was a pause and a gulp and a sip.
You've been dating for about a year, right? Not anymore.
Yeah, it would be a year. I think it would be a year next. Month, 3 weeks away.
Right.
How are things going there? One thing, I don't say too much, but I'm going to say people these days and love these days. It's confusing. It's a tricky, hard world. You know, I feel like with us, I kind of gave our everything and it feels a bit underappreciated.
Okay.
Aww. Yeah, that's what I feel. It's a bit crazy at the moment.
Okay.
Bit
so
crazy.
Are you on a break or are you?
I don't know. I don't want to call it. It's just. What's the right way to say it?
Broken up.
Dumped.
So got slinged. Nah. I don't know what to call it. Like, it's just, I don't know. I think it's girls, anyway, in general, are like. Hard to deal with, like girls in general, because men
accepted. I fully
girls are hard
that.
To deal with, and I feel like especially like I never because I before Kaz, I had a girlfriend for like 5 years, and I always said especially coming off Love Island, that's why I never got any of the other Love Island girls or nothing like that. I was like, they're too mentally unstable, they're too all over the place. I don't want to get with none. Like I'm friends with them, but I will never make any of my girlfriend. And then I met Kaz, I was like, oh, do you know what I mean? She might be a bit different, but when you get this like overnight. like these overnight million followers and that overnight mm-hmm. celebrity stuff. Like, it's hard. It's like a lot of pressure for a lot of people to deal with, especially the girls and stuff as well. Like, what, the boys as well. You know, we've seen what, you know, it could do to some people. But I find, yeah, with the girls as well, just trying to, like, have the balance between, like, her normal relationship and, like, the other side of it. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to balance.
So how do you deal with that then? How do you deal with, because same for you, right? You must have had an overnight like influx of.
Yeah, but I always knew before. I'm like quite logical. Like enjoy it where it lasts. Try not to hang on to it forever.
Okay.
A lot of people like trying to hang on to it, and you know what I mean. Like, and it's good. It's still rolling and stuff now. But don't be upset. Don't like put too much pressure on yourself. Trying to like. Go to all these events and stuff. So like you see some people like they go to all these events trying to like stay on top of it all. And I'm like, I got to the point I was like, I can't be bothered. If it ain't doing anything for me financially, then mm-hmm. I've done it. I've done like 2 years of like doing all these things. And in the end, I was like, that's why I needed something normal. That's why I've opened up like a business and stuff. I was like, to get something a bit more routine. But it's a good, don't get me wrong, I still live the kind of same life, like holidays and stuff all the time. But Need something a bit more like that would just make you feel a bit more normal and stuff again. So even you know we are normal, obviously, but yeah. But I think some people and it's trying to. I see some of the girls as well, and that's why it's cool what they do. But I find in some cases it gets too much for some people, and they kind of like lose themselves. So it was like we had the best relationship ever. It was the best first 6 months, 7 months, amazing, and it kind of like I don't know. Something just happened.
But that
like
does
eight.
Just that happens anyway.
It just happens, yeah. I think with girls, yeah, not just her. Girls get to the magical. I've had it of all the girlfriends I've ever had. You get to this 6 month magical marker. They get comfy. All right, they get comfy. They start thinking, do you know what? I've got him now. You know what I mean? I've got him. I've got him hooked. That's it. I'll do what I want now. And then they start walking around the house doing what they want. Like,
what are they not allowed to walk around the house doing?
Walk around the house that they own it, like. And you're like, I don't know why it's a 6 month mark. And I feel like girls, they get this thing, they keep their real emotions and that bottled up for the 6 months.
Like pretending to be something else.
And selling the dream. And it's 6 months, so like, I got him now. Now I could be myself.
CC,
like,
do you agree
what?
With this?
I don't know. I mean, I wish I was that skillful. Or I wish I was like, yeah, 6 months is like, bam, I've got him. For me, I don't think that way. I'm very open and I express quite quickly.
Yeah.
But something does happen at 6 months. I do get it. But I think that I would like to say that's quite it's both parties.
Well, yeah, probably. It's not just what he's
it's
not
isn't
agreeing.
It? Like, honeymoon period. Like,
if there was such thing as the perfect boyfriend, it would be my face in the dictionary.
Oh, come on.
In the dictionary. All right. The sacrifices I've made recently.
But yet you were single for 5 years.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, because me, I don't hand out the word "I love you" just to anybody.
Good,
right?
And I think that's the right way to go about it.
Just so I was like, do you know what I mean? If I'm going to say it to someone, it better be the last person to say it to. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to bless too many people. I didn't say it to my mum. I didn't say it to my mum. You know, my mum's like, "Why didn't you say love me?" I'm like, "Look, Leah, look.
Like, you just know it, right?"
You've got to think ahead. If you say the word too much to some people, they get used to it. It waters it down. So with my mum, I'm thinking, you know, she's on her last days. She hasn't heard "I love you" for 50 years from my son. All right?
God.
Hospital bed. Yeah? I say, "I love you."
I can't believe you already.
To my mum, and boom. She dies happy. Yeah,
oh, wow.
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 I'm glad you
did. Yeah,
glad
you're a thinker. Wow.
You've got to think about these things.
This but is so strategic.
This type, yeah? And look, and people and girls, I ain't said "I love you" to before. They're always chasing it hard. I must say to Kaz all the time, "I love you." Didn't have the strong enough effect it would do if he'd done it once every now and again.
But it's not about the word, is it? It's about the relationship.
Too much. I think it's too good. Like, people in life, in general, are like chasers. You know what I mean? Like, a bit like life is a bit of a journey, isn't it? But it's about the journey, not the destination. So it's a bit like, boys always chase girls around all the time because they can't get them. Girls make it harder. But once they got them, you know what I mean? They're not so interested anymore. And I think she had me. And she was off, I feel like she felt like, do you know what? Too easy. Too easy. Maybe you're deluded. Maybe if you got her in.
She
and like,
something
I
else to say.
I want her here. I would love to hear her.
Maybe them being in the same room isn't that good of an idea at the moment. I don't know.
Nah, we're all right. We're still cool.
Okay, fine.
Maybe you should feel different in a couple of weeks, but who knows? It's still early days.
Okay, fair enough.
Time.
Should just change in this tone slightly. There's been obviously everything that happened with Caroline Flack, which is horribly sad. Mm. And Love Island has obviously come under a lot of fire because this has happened a few times now with people related to the show. Mm. What have you made of it? And have Love Island been good looking after you? Got you like in the years since you've been on?
Yeah, it's like I said before. It's a bit. It is a very individual thing. I think with Caroline as well, I think it's a little bit separate from like in terms of like the career success, the trolls and stuff. Because she was in the game for like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, you know, there wasn't. I don't think there's any trolls that will push her that far. I think it was more. You know what I mean? I could be right or wrong, but it's the whole, you know, being the host of the biggest TV show in the whole UK. You know, millions of followers, and. It was the prison thing, you know. You know, as we've seen in the story, you know, she was probably looking at going to jail or something. And I think like, going to jail anyway is a terrible thing. Like no one ever wants to go to jail, but having the whole world see your business and how and why you're going. It's not like, you know what I mean, if you're going to jail for like tax evasion or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one cares, isn't it? No, like, tax evasion, like whatever. Like, mm-hmm. But for, I think because it's like of why it was and like the pressure of everyone knowing. And it's got to be some other factors in there as well.
I think, yeah, it's a multitude of things.
You know what I mean? But them kind of things will, you know what I mean? It was massive, massive. It's embarrassing, isn't it, I guess? Very embarrassing. I guess you just didn't want to face it.
But have you found that Love Island, because there's a lot of things saying that they don't necessarily look after the people that are on the show.
Yeah, it's you know what I mean? It's some of their responsibility. Like, in terms of me, I remember, like, it was this time last year, it was not even a year ago, 11 months ago, when Mike done what he done as well, unfortunately. Mm. And, I think that one of the producers, they rang me up maybe a couple of days later saying, is anything all right? But some of the islanders, they call it like, because you have that mat, you go from the top to it dropping down. It didn't mm-hmm. go, but it drops down. And some of us, like some of the other people, they call it the darkness and stuff. Like you go to a little bad spot for a while. And by the time they rang me, I was like, too late. I've already survived it. Like,
luckily, on the other side,
like, you know what I mean? I've already gone through it. Like, you know what I mean, you go for that. Some people, not everyone, but some people go for that little stage and stuff. Mm. Well, I say not a lot. I say I've probably most of the boys and girls I spoke to anyway, even the ones fresh on the show, you know, the series 5, some people regret going on. You know, they've got a million plus followers and they're like, I wish I never went on. You know what I mean? I've got all these followers, everything is good, but like, I ain't got no money and anything. But what? How? Like, I don't know how that's happened. You must be spending it on something.
Getting bad advice from people. That's
yeah, like. But like I said, it's the show's responsibility a bit. But I think now when you go on, I think when we went on series 2, series 3, we didn't really.
It was different.
Yeah, we didn't expect.
It was like the real peak when it was like.
Yeah, we didn't really like expect. Like, we didn't know what PAs were, what the Instagram deals and stuff were. Like, they did speak, they did try and get you on at first. Like, so I was at the start of my one. They're like, come on to start on the show. Because I come in 4 weeks later and I said, nah, I don't want to go on the show. And they were like, Alex and Olivia, millionaires, that could be you. You're like, oh, really?
Wow.
So it could be one of
them.
It could be one of them. Like, if you go on thinking, oh, I'm going to be a millionaire if I go on, and you come off and you're not a millionaire, or even broke, that.
Yeah, it's the opposite. You've lost your job.
You sold the dream, eh? You could quit your job. So, like, yeah, hopefully they only kind of done it with me because I was like. They really wanted me on because I was funny as anything in the interviews. But I was doing athletics, innit? So I was like doing athletics. Yeah. So I got other things to do. But then of course I didn't qualify, I went on. But they said it. They get a therapist. But I guess in like
you
the terms
of it.
You
do get a therapist.
Yeah, but I feel like if you are feeling in a bad place and stuff, the last thing you want to do is reach out to people, you know? Especially like, even though it helps, but like if you're feeling really bad, I feel like you don't want to look for help, or you feel like people ain't got the answer for you, especially if you've never done it before.
Yeah, so, I get that.
Like, if I felt bad or like depressed before, the last thing I'm doing is asking a random therapist for help because it just don't know.
It just doesn't feel natural to you.
Yeah, like it works for some people. Like, it's our culture as well. You know, Americans love. You know, therapist.
Yeah.
They love shrinks and that.
It's fashion, yeah.
No matter what you do, like, you smoke 5 cigarettes a day, you need a therapist. All right, I'll go. But in England, it's not so much of a thing, is it? So
no, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, the show's the show. You know, they can offer a therapist and stuff, but it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Well, and now you've managed to at least set up your own thing, and you're doing well.
So survive the darkness, yeah.
Exactly. Fia, thanks so much for coming on to speak to us.
All right, yeah, if you need a tattoo, let me know.
I'm planning on getting one anytime soon.
I won't do it.
But
Ink London, follow us. Use code Fia.
Ink at Ink London.
No, inked.
Inked.
INKD underscore London.
Inked. Right, got it.
And actually, wait there. Oh. Watch out for the challenge, MTV. I've been on it twice already. Way better than Love Island. Love Island's boring. That was boring. Love Island is so like
okay,
cold.
Keep that in mind.
All right, challenge MTV. That's the show. I spent 4 months of my life on that show already.
Jeez, okay.
I only done 2 weeks on Love Island.
Well, good to hear.
$1 million.
Thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate
it. Coming.
Feeling about that Billie Eilish song?
Oh yeah, I love it.
It's a new Bond song.
Just love
it's a new
it.
Bond song.
I don't really listen to it.
Fine,
to be honest with you.
Fine. I'm not going to waste any time because we are running short, and I'm very excited to have someone from this year's Love Island Well, the first winter series. That's how you. What a build up.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Imagine Theo Campbell being your warm up act. Like, that is actually. I'm honoured.
How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How's everyone?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we're good.
What's life been like since you've been off the island?
I want to say it's been overwhelming, but.
But it hasn't.
It actually hasn't. I feel like I've come out to a lot of love and support. Like, people stop me on the street saying, oh my God, it's Naz. Oh my God. And they're just. If anything, they're just disappointed that I didn't make it to the final. Naz, you really had it in the at one point, my mate said I was 2-1 to win the show.
Were you?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, who? Me? 2-1? Absolutely mad.
How is that though? Like having like going from like normal life to then people come up to you saying, can I have a picture or talking to you? Like, how is that?
It's really, I'm the kind of person, I'm really humble. I've always got time for people that show me love and support. So I always have time.
It'd be really
for
shit
that.
If you didn't.
Yeah, obviously. But, I wouldn't say it's been overwhelming. It's just been really nice. Mm-hmm. It's just been really nice, yeah.
No one said anything mean or anything.
No, I don't think they'd come up to me and say something mean.
I don't know. These people of the world
actually,
today.
Let me not speak into existence, because now someone's just going to come and say,
yeah, shit.
Yeah. You're shit.
And you obviously...
No, I'm just
literally just straight in my face and said, you're shit.
That's just Cece's vibe. Now, you watched all of this series, didn't you? I have to admit, I was a bit in and out. So you probably have the best questions
to me. Yeah, no, I'm obsessed. So, I mean, what I'd really like to know, and please answer honestly, what actually, like, do people actually do stuff under the duvets? And what actually, like, goes on?
I can only speak from my experience. And I was an absolute gentleman under those sheets. Literally, I was post up in the corner. No touching, no nothing like that. Is Mama listening?
I'm pretty sure she tuned in. Okay, so did you hear anything going on, like at night? Did you hear like...
No, I'm telling you for a fact, this year's cast was so safety, literally handbrake up. No one wanted to do
it. It was pretty
anything.
Much like that last series as well, wasn't it? It was the first couple of series that were the worst ones.
Yeah, I feel like it's just getting tamer and tamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why though. Why is that? What are people doing?
I don't know.
I think in the first couple of series, you probably weren't... expecting the attention that it was going to get. Yeah. You know, people like Zara Holland had a real tough time of it. Whereas now,
people understand the extent of
You know, if you have sex on TV, it will be all over the mail. Yeah. So you've got to be careful.
Do they ply you with alcohol? Like, what's the situation?
No, they don't. You can literally only have maximum 2 glasses a night.
That's good. That's
it's funny because it always looks like people are drinking as well. Yeah.
Always got a cup. Yeah.
Yeah. Always got your cup.
Yeah. No. It's honestly literally like just 2 glasses a night, and that's literally it. To be fair, so that's because I think they don't want it to be a show where people like trolleyed and then things are happening and then it gets a lot of backlash. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they've done it well.
How are you and your missus? Are you still a
me?
Yeah,
me and
you.
My missus. Yeah. We're actually doing really well. This is the thing. Apparently on the show it looks like we don't like each other. But
I thought you liked each other.
But literally, like, she's the loveliest girl.
What do you
girl.
Mean you didn't like each other? I don't know.
Like, people have come out and they're just like, oh, no, we're not sure about Eva. She looks like she's playing a game. We literally get on, like, a house on fire. We are literally like...
Are you officially a couple now?
Who, what, me and Eva?
Yeah.
What? Anyway, next question.
No.
I've been deflecting these questions.
She's your girlfriend.
She is not my girlfriend.
Okay, so not she's yet. Your...
We're just dating at this point.
You're dating? Yeah. I need to learn this lingo, so I don't
dating.
Get it. So you're
Hold
dating.
On, you're on first dates.
Yeah, but I don't get it. Like, I'm with someone. That's how I see it. Like, this whole are we exclusive thing? Like...
Oh,
that's
we're
weird.
Just dating. We're just dating.
So does that mean that you can...
There's too many questions about it.
I want to know. Right, okay.
Here we go. We've got one series of Love Island and now two important answer questions.
But I do, so exclusive, just to like confirm, exclusive is when you're like just with that sole person and you actually have to have like a conversation about that. You don't just like...
Oh, yeah.
Right, so are you exclusive?
Oh, we haven't had that conversation yet. That's a conversation for another day.
And definitely not for now.
I'm not having it.
I'm not having any of it. Thank you very much.
All right, I won't bug you on that one.
You really should.
Well, I just don't get it, because to me, if I'm seeing someone, I'm like, there's no one else. Even if it's right at the start, I wouldn't be like...
Shall I tell you
hey.
What? I'm a slow burner, very meticulous. Like, I have to really, really like someone for me to like kind of take to the next
level. How do you really like someone if you're like allowing other people into...
Oh, no. I'm only dating her at this point. So we are kind of somewhat exclusive.
Because
don't
you were, when you were doing the show, you were lovely, weren't you? In Casa Amor, there was a moment where you said, I'm not going to kiss that...
Who is it?
You weren't going to kiss Eva, were you? Because you were still...
Out of respect for Demi,
I thought that was so, like, honestly, hands up to you. It's amazing the way you did that. Like,
you
got
that.
Lots of points.
But then... But you did what? Recouple.
Huh?
Yeah.
So
basically, I kept saying, like, my type is this on paper. And then, like, none of the girls, like, they're all stunning girls, they're all, like, amazing personalities, but none of them were actually, like, my type. And even Demi, like, I told her from the get-go she wasn't my type. And
you're not my type, however.
You're a beast, but yeah. I like you.
No, like, as in, we got on, like, really well, but, as in, she just wasn't my type. So when I actually found someone that was my type, I went with my heart, and I was like, listen, I just got to go for it, bring Eva back. And we do get on really well as well.
Is it different when you're in the outside world compared to when you're in the show?
Yeah, definitely, because there's only a certain amount of situations you could go through in the actual villa, and you don't know what people like on a night out, for example. You don't know about the distance.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I'm still yet to find out about that one, so not looking forward to that, but...
She's a nutter.
Really terrible drunk, really aggressive drunk or something.
Yeah. Well, I hope not. But, there's so many situations that you can't really go through in the villa that you can... Obviously, you have to kind of combat when you're out. So
it's like a bit of a dream world, but
yeah, it is. Especially when you're 24/7 with someone. Especially when it's someone that you like, you really do fall. You can fall. Not that.
Wait,
I have seen other couples fall for each other very quickly in such a short amount of time. So,
and do you feel like the couples that made the final, are they all genuine?
They're all. Genuine.
They're all couples.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've all been stuck together to try and win a show.
I feel like they all like each other, but I think the real test is when you come out. Do you know what I mean? Because then, again, like, there's distance, there's, you know, like, people are busy now as well, so it's just about making it work, really.
What were you doing before the show?
I literally just graduated from uni.
Did you?
This is the thing, they said I'm a builder. I did, like, a couple building jobs here and there, like, odd bits of, like, odd work. I played football.
They just wanted to make you, like, a Jack the Lad.
I played football, personal trainer, just finished university, and, like, a health and wellbeing coach, so...
Oh, well done.
What
you.
Don't I do?
Hey!
You know what I mean? Yeah.
What are you kind of thinking now? Now you're out, and it's kind of all... it's. Because actually, kind of what Theo said is right. You're only as big as until the next series is on.
Yeah.
And you guys have only got a few months because there's a summer series.
I feel like the world's my oyster at this point. I can literally go down quite a few avenues. I'm trying to actually, let me not say anything like that. I'm trying to do like TV stuff.
Okay.
Radio presenting. People have been telling me that the way you come across on Love Island, you are quite funny. You are like a personality. So, and I feel like I'm quite well spoken. So who knows? You're not smiling, you're not saying yeah or anything.
Why don't you try another kind of job? Go back to this building you're supposedly good at.
Let me not even say that, just in case a building company comes after me. I'm really good at building.
Did you find coming off the show that your Instagram followers just gone like through the roof?
I was literally on like 1,000 followers. I don't know how they found me, to be honest, because they approached me. And I was
people
thinking,
just be searching.
People just be searching.
They just be searching for characters such as myself. And I was just like, who, me? I genuinely thought it was a prank until I was in South Africa. I thought this is just a massive, elaborate prank that my friends are pulling on me.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was thinking, why me? But now...
Yeah.
Obviously, there was we spoke about it a bit with Theo. There was obviously the really sad news about what happened with Caroline this year, and the show was taken off air for 2 nights following what happened. You guys were told off air, right, that it had happened, or what?
I was already out by then.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Okay, of course you were. Yeah. Do you know what went on with any of the guys when you've seen like spoken to them since, or?
In terms of...
When was the final? It was only a few days ago.
It was just
Where they told.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not too sure. I haven't caught up with them yet. I think they're just too busy for me. A little on me. I know, they're too big time.
You could have like a massive reunion.
Well, I've really seen like loads of people. Like I travelled up to Manchester, saw like Callum, saw quite a few people from last year. Obviously, there's quite a few people in London as well. Hoping to meet up with a few of them this week. So hopefully when the finalists...
You've got to make the strike while the iron is hot.
Yeah. literally. You've got to know that we're doing stuff. Like we actually like each other.
But it is true because it's a bit like if you go on a holiday or something and you meet new people and that. Yeah. And then when you get back to real life, you're like,
meh.
Yeah.
No, to be fair, Sophie and Connor were literally FaceTime me every day for the first 4 days when I came out. I was like, these two are just the cutest things.
Who?
Sophie and Connor.
Oh, really? Oh, my God, that seemed like such a long time ago.
Yeah, they FaceTime me every day. Like, I've spoken to Leanne. I've spoken to everyone.
Actually, I have a question about Sophie. She came on the show recently. Yeah. There was never mentioned that she was Rochelle's sister. Did you guys know that when she was in there?
I didn't realise, but when she was like, she said to me at one point, she goes, "Do you know who I am?" And I was like, "Who the fuck are you?" And she goes, "I'm Rosh's sister." I was like, "Who the fuck is Rosh?" And she was just like, "Oh, Rochelle."
Never mind.
I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, she's
like the twin.
Yeah.
I was like, "How did I not see it before?" Literally.
But I did that. I was like, "I know this girl. How do I know her?" And I'm staring at her, and then I think I googled it, and it all So it makes sense.
Yeah, she's a lovely, lovely girl though.
Yeah, you got on quite well in there, didn't you?
Yeah, she was probably one of my best friends in there. I actually cried when she left. Imagine, I haven't cried for like over a year. And I don't know what that place did to me. Like, tears were just streaming. I had to run
those two drinks had really gone to your head.
I don't drink, It was just actual tears. I was like, nah, this place got me moving mad.
But you're with them all the time. It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You build a connection that you wouldn't usually feel. Like.
So I'll tell you why. Because me and Sophie, the reason me and Sophie were so close is because we tried to avoid the sun as much as we possibly could. We were literally in the day beds. That's like me. Yeah, and it was literally like, if Sophie wasn't there, I would literally just look like, I was so pensive, so pensive, like, oh God, this place is stressing me out, no girls like me, but it was literally because I was just trying to avoid the sun, like, it's crazy.
Have you watched yourself back? Have you watched any of it?
No, I'm kind of hoping someone just makes a highlight compilation of all my best bits, really, because I can't bother to watch it all back, there's too much.
I definitely would. How could you not?
People keep telling me, oh, you're hilarious, I'm like, yeah, I know, but then I don't really...
You don't know what they're talking
about.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're talking about. They keep bringing up moments, I'm like, oh yeah, that one, yeah.
Because I guess as well, you're just living it. It's like, you don't know what they're going to edit into
it. What would be interesting is, because obviously I can only see it through my perspective, seeing what other people were saying about my situation or saying things about me.
And it probably wasn't very nice all the time.
So
I would want to know that. I would really want to know.
I see the world through like rose, especially when I was in there, I saw the world through like rose tinted glasses. I was like, no, I love that person. I don't want that to be tarnished now.
Well, that was like at the big, you would definitely like came across as like Mr. Nice Guy, I think. Like,
They show you what,
You're not as nice as you come across.
I'm the loveliest person in the world.
Have you spoken to Demi? Have you had a conversation with her?
We messaged like when she came back.
And you're all good, you're all cool.
We were always like really good. That's what I mean. Like, as part of like the storyline, it may look a certain type of way, but literally she was so understanding of the situation. And I really appreciated that because obviously, especially for Eva coming back from Castro Moore, like it can be quite hostile.
Mm.
But Demi was honestly like the loveliest, like so sweet about the whole situation. So
she is just a lovely girl.
She is very, very, very sweet.
But it is like getting basically pied in public, isn't it?
My ego would be like, on the floor.
To a certain extent, but again, like the fact that I did tell her I tried to go about as respectfully as possible. I'm not trying to mug you off in front of like the nation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I feel like she appreciated that as well. So
you did it respectfully.
Yeah,
you and
I tried my best.
What was the other one? Luke T.
Oh my god, what a funny individual.
I love him.
What a character.
I love it. Luke T was like running up to second, wasn't he? He came second, didn't he?
Yeah,
him
he
and
did.
Shanice. Do you know which one he is?
Yeah.
He's brilliant. Yeah.
He is honestly,
is he a mate of yours? Would you class him as
He was definitely one of my favourites in there, 100%. Me and him used to have private jokes that would make everyone else feel really awkward because I would just look at him and he'd start laughing. Same with Connor as well. Like,
I'd be really insulted. Why are you laughing?
Yeah. But it was just that kind of thing where you could literally say anything to each other and we'd both just be rolling on the floor. Everyone would be like, what the hell's going on? Like, why are them two laughing? Getting really nervous because they thought we were laughing about them, but we'd literally just be in our own little bubble. I love him to bits.
So basically the next thing we need to find, well, next time we hear from you, we need to find out whether or not you and Eva are official or not.
Yeah.
That's what we're waiting for.
We'll be the first to know. I'll invite you round when I get down on one knee and say, Eva, do you want to be exclusive? If it makes you not happy.
I would be very happy with that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. Cece, thank you so much for co-hosting with me tonight. Really appreciate it.
My absolute pleasure.
Come back anytime. Just, don't take my job or anything. Until next time. You're really good, by the way.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You've done
thank
this
you.
On other
oh,
shows, not you.
No.
You've done some other shows on FUBAR as well, haven't you?
I've done a little bit here and there,
I'm into it, all right. Yeah. Cool, well, thank you so much. Until next time, goodbye.
Thank you, goodbye.
I did it again. I made you believe. Well. we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious.